Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
There is a game that's played by kids mimicking the rules of baseball. It requires a yellow bat and a white ball about the size of a baseball with holes in it. Of course, it's called wiffle ball. Stuart McMillan recently hung out with some players who take it very, very seriously.
That's the nature of wiffle ball.
But Klein's been the only one to get the bat on the ball, really. He's had two groundouts as he crushes that one deep to left, and it's gone. 1-0, walk-off win.
As that one is crushed in the air to left field. It goes over the net, and it is gone. A two-run home run off of the bat. First pitch swung on and gone. This ball game is tied. A two-run home run by Tommy Hernandez.
He chose the opportune time to do it, to show his power. Like I said, a tough game like this, a tight game like this, is going to make the walk-off even more exciting.
Sounds from the Mo Wiff Classic, where wiffle ball players from all over the country converged in Ofala, Missouri, to compete in an all-day wiffle ball tournament. I was there calling the games for Livestream STL with Drake Beekman and Dr. John Swan also on the call. Getting to see the game played at a different level, dare I say professional level. Mo Wiff Commissioner Cam Smith runs the tournament and a league in Chesterfield with the same name.
Tell me about the style of wiffle ball, because I don't think this is, our dad's wiffle ball style of game.
It's not backyard wiffle ball, that's for sure. It is, but it isn't. So here in this tournament, we have no speed restrictions. So there's guys that are throwing 80, 90. Some can throw 100 miles an hour.
Get out of here. Triple digits? Are you serious?
There's a couple guys here that have hit that before. Two or three of them, in fact. So that's pretty impressive.
Do they have robotic,
a home run. Look
robotic
at that.
Arms?
Yeah, we call one of them Ivan Drago from Rocky, because he's kind of got that build and that look. And he just, he plugs into the machine and he goes. But we use a little bit bigger of bats too, so not the typical yellow bat that you see. We got all ranges of different, like carbon fiber.
Carbon fiber bat?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Some of our bats run to $200-$300. They're a lot bigger. They're more shaped like a MLB wooden bat type style, like the length and the width. So a little bit easier to hit some of those guys that are throwing pretty hard. So otherwise, there's not a lot of hits with these bigger bats. You use that old style yellow bat, you're definitely not getting many hits.
Are you a pitcher?
I am. Yep.
What do you toss?
Right now, I sit in the upper 80s. I used to be able to throw in the mid 90s, but age is kind of getting to me. I was the National Pitcher of the Year back in 2021, and that was kind of my top year pitching. And
that was peak.
Yeah, that was the peak. Those are the 93, 94 days. And, I have a lot of good movement and a lot of good location. The location I still got, but the speed just kind of tails off. A lot of injuries when you throw a little plastic ball that hard. It's kind of tough.
It's come a long way. 70 plus years that wiffle ball has been around. we're here at a a place where they play baseball.
Yeah.
And you know, nobody's making fun of anybody for playing wiffle ball out here. This is fun.
No, this is a great community. Honestly, that's the best part about it. Is like we have a guy that just came in from California. He came to our league on Thursday night and was like, "This is unlike anything we have in California. Like, this community is just, we're all so supportive of each other. We're all such good friends now. We've really built like a family, and it's so much fun. We come, we have a few drinks, and we get to play a game that we love to play, and it's just a good time.
You're building a wiffle ball empire,
yeah,
here in the Midwest. It seems like
that's what we're trying to do, and we have a lot of good leagues that have, you know, come around us that have helped out too. Sam Skibby and his league have been around for over 20 years. They're a slow pitch league, so like they only play one weekend a month. We play the entire weekend, and a lot of our league members play in that league too. And that really kind of built everything. And then, yeah, we're just trying to build the fast pitch scene as best we can. And I mean, we have some of the best players in the country, honestly.
Tell me about the love for wiffle ball. How did it start?
My backyard, man, me and my brother. My brother's 4 years younger than me. Me and him played almost every day. So much, I have a wiffle ball tattoo on my leg. And there's a lot of guys that I know that do too. It's just, you meet a lot of interesting people. We like to say, you know, we're a wiffle ball family because we all got a little screwed loose. But, you know, that's what we got to do to play this game.
46. So it's 48 to the zone.
48, 48 to the zone.
The zone's 2.5 feet.
46 to the plate.
Yep.
One of the teams, the Cajuns, who ended up winning the MoWiff Classic tournament, had players who flew in from New York, Vegas, and Idaho.
Why did you guys travel to this tournament out in St. Louis?
Honestly, we got like the big national tournament coming up, and so it's really just kind of warm up. We know a few of these guys from UWIFs and stuff like that.
So why travel from New York to St. Louis just to play a little wiffle ball?
Yeah, well, I travel a lot for work, so actually traveling for anything is pretty much everything I do for a living.
Okay.
This is my escape from reality. It's a very expensive hobby. So, you know, it's just one of those things that you just can't not do, you know?
Why'd you fall in love with wiffle ball?
You grow up playing it as a kid. I actually got into competitive starting with my father and my little brother, and it just grew from there and went from the backyard to a different state.
Wow. And Vegas, do they play wiffle ball in Vegas? A lot of wiffle ball out there?
Not as much as the East Coast in here, but a little bit. They have different styles. It's more like medium pitch with the, you know, the traditional like yellow small bat. But there is still a good amount of wiffle ball. Not as much out here, like in the East Coast, like I said, but a good amount where we can get our reps in. But if you want good competition, you got to come out here. So yeah.
And it's hot out in Vegas.
Correct.
And it's 80 something here right now. So you Correct. Guys are like, hey, this is a walk in the park.
Yeah, yeah.
This is nice.
Correct. This is nice. Even nice with the humidity, it's nice.
Yeah. The only issue is for the national tournament, we play in October, and at night, the temperature just drops.
Ooh. And that changes the ball, doesn't it? Changes the dip, maybe?
It kind of changes how your body feels throwing it as well. Okay, if you're playing all day from 90 degrees to 40, your body acts different, starts to tense up, so it's hard to keep your body ready to go, especially at night.
There's a home run. Love that.
So if it hits that, if it hits the netting back there, that's a dinger?
Yeah, yeah. Over that little fence is a home run. So, yeah, well, you don't have to hit it over that towering net. But yeah, if you're watching on all of our videos or on YouTube, I know Livestream STL is here doing a fantastic job. I was able to catch some of that stream going on, and we have a lot of big things going, and those guys have helped a ton of work. So it's been a lot of fun.
Let's talk about the future. So you did next year you're going to have the national a competition here.
Yep.
What else?
Next year is our big one. That's really what we're focused on right now. This is kind of a test run for that because it'll be here in this stadium, the NWLA National Tournament. That is a very league specific tournament. So you have to come with players from your league. You have to qualify from your league. And so basically like all-star teams. Right now we have, I think, 11 teams already signed up, and the tournament's not for another year. So we're looking at just 24 different leagues coming here to St. Louis next year to host them. It'll be a little bit different setup. We'll have a lot more fields here on this one big field, which is awesome. But then for us, I mean, we are in the works for some of our own thing for our league, you know, potentially having our own field in the next couple years. I think that would be really big for us. But yeah, we're just trying to keep growing our league. We have guys that play in our league from really kind of everywhere. I mean, we have a guy from Boston that comes in to play on Thursdays. We're going to have a guy from Ohio coming in soon. We've had guys from Kentucky drive up just for, you know, to play two games in the one night. Like, that's how big the commitment is from not only our players, but just like in like the people who watch too. Like everyone has really made this thing into what it is and allowed us to be at a place like this, because this is amazing.
You got a website?
Absolutely, mowiff.com, easy enough right there. M-O, because Missouri, yeah. And then WIFF, W-I-F-F.com. You can find all of our social media stuff on there, our YouTube, MoWIFF. Everything is basically under MoWIFF.
That's Cam Smith, the MoWIFF commish.
This is Stuart McMillan for Total Information AM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.